It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. This morning, we're going to reboot the conversation that we began a little more than a month ago and then was interrupted by summer vacation. Right before we took our break a few weeks ago, some of you may have heard Dr. Husing introducing the topic that we're going to talk about over the next several weeks, linking poverty in the Inland Empire to a lack of education among working-age adults and what our communities can do to improve the economic prospects of workers in the Inland Empire. Among the statistical examples that Dr. Husing gave when we introduced the topic a month ago, in the Bay Area, college-educated adults are 40% of the working population there. In the Inland Empire, it's about half that, 20%. One in five working-age adults have a college education here. And in the IE, almost one in two workers haven't completed a high school education. In the Inland Empire, one in four kids are living in poverty. In setting up the topic in this conversation that some of you may have heard a few weeks ago before we went on break, Dr. Husing made a link between those statistics.
Poverty for a family of four, I don't know how many families of four are left, but for a family of four, in the Inland Empire is 18.8% of people in a family of four at $2,000 a month or less, 18.8%. For children in those families, it's one out of our four of our children, 26% of our children, are living in poverty in the Inland Empire. A horrific number. How do we compare to, say, the Bay Area? 12% of all people and only 15% of children. Still a high number, by the way, but nowhere near. L.A. is actually in worse shape than we are. 18.7, so overall they're almost identical, 18.8 for us, 18.7 for all people in L.A., but a bigger share of children, 26.7 to our 26.0. Yeah. In the South Coastal counties, which we compete with, again, San Diego, Orange, Ventura, and Santa Barbara, by the way, forgot to put that one in there. In the South Coastal counties, it's only 14% of families and 18% of children. So we're in far worse shape in terms of the level of poverty that the Inland Empire faces, and it's a direct result of the educational makeup of the region. If you look inside the Inland Empire at the makeup of our income distribution and ask, is it also showing the kind of diversion between the well-off and the poor? Those numbers show up even though we're at a lower level. The show that still shows up here, a lower level overall. So if you look at people making under $25,000 a year, that is 23% of the households in the Inland Empire are making under $25,000. By the way, that's very reflective of the poverty number. What share of income do they have? 6%. So 23% of the people with only 6% of the income. Go to the other extreme. $150,000 and above in the Inland Empire. That is only 9% of our population, but they have 26% of our income. So you're seeing that split that you hear everywhere else also applies here in the Inland Empire. Mm-hmm. If you take 100,000 plus, so it includes the people from 100 to 150 and 150 plus. That is 23% of our population, same as the number under 25,000. However, they have half the income.
So what we're looking at here is that a quarter of the people in the Inland Empire have half of the income.
That's exactly right.
And a quarter of the people in the Inland Empire, on the other side, make less than 10%.
They make 6%.
6%. They have 6% of the money.
So you really have a split here, and it largely follows educational attainment levels. So what you'd like to do is move everybody closer to the center.
So what do we do? If you have shown here figures that tie poverty to educational attainment in our region, what do we do?
Well, ultimately, that is our major task. And this is the thing that the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, working with Cal State San Bernardino, University of California at Riverside, the most of the community colleges, not all, but most, together with the major K through 12 systems and the elected superintendents of education in both counties, have been working on saying, okay, what are we going to do about this?
Now, when you say we've been working on it, I remember we talked a few years ago, and you were saying, we all need to get together. Educators in this region need to get together. Now, what you're saying is they are getting together.
They are starting.
Listening to you complaining.
There are some outstanding examples of districts that are not.
Oh, okay.
Which we will not mention. However, most of them are very much on board and have been meeting together, importantly, in a new way of doing this. And the new way of doing this is having business play a leadership role. So rather than and having the education community play the leadership role, the business community has taken on the role of being the catalyst.
And the educators are listening?
The meetings that I have been in, we've had almost all the major educators at the table in almost all cases. And very much participating and very much cooperating. Now, what then is the goal of getting all these folks together? Because as I think all of us have come to the conclusion is, we're tired of me and people like me quoting these statistics. The question really is, what the hell are you going to do about it?
Yeah. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Next week, we'll continue the series with a new conversation with Dr. Husing about what our region can do about the links between poverty and a lack of education among working age adults.